Here's a thought about brown. Those of you who are familiar with lens work know that we reproduce black and white images in the magazine as a warm tone because we love that look, and for, according to surveys anyway, for about two-thirds of the population, warm tone prints feel more three-dimensional. So we use brown. But, you know, brown is a very, very tricky color. It's hard to get brown exactly right because it's not really a color. It's kind of a fake color in the sense that brown doesn't exist in the rainbow. It's a mixture of colors. So there can be a slightly reddish brown, which is what we use in lens work, or platinum palladium prints have a slightly yellowish brown. You can have a slightly greenish brown, etc. Brown is a tough color to nail. So that's why if you choose to use brown in your prints, for example, it's probably worth the time and effort to do a lot of testing, to try a lot of different papers, to tweak and tweak until you get exactly the brown you like. And don't be surprised if you like a different, slightly different tint of brown for different projects. I have about 10 different brown presets in my Lightroom, and depending on the project, sometimes they are great and sometimes they don't work at all, and that's why I have 10, because it's necessary to match exactly the right brown for the individual project, the subject matter, and how I want that subject to be represented. Brown. It's dicey, but it's lovely.